Greek and the doctors yesterday wanted me to take an MRI. I did, and I looked exactly like the one that that I came here with a couple years ago. So I'm feeling good, and you know, feel blessed to feel like that.
Was it a scary thing on Monday night, especially with it being your neck?
Anytime you have something like that, every football player's been through that, and you know, it's not always the most violent hits that get it. You know, I'd already gone through to tackle the guy, and somebody else came in there, yeah, and it stung me pretty good. You know, every football player's been through that, and I feel real good.
When did it go? When did you go, okay, I'm fine, it's not as bad as at what point?
You know, it's kind of funny, my thoughts on the ground. Number one, you know, your kids are at the game. You never want to let your kids see you on the ground like that, so I'm trying to get up, and the doctors are telling me, just take your time. And, you know, number two, my dad, you know, as a kid, he was always my Pop Warner coach. He told me, you know, if I ever stayed on the ground, I'd hurt worse when we got home. So here I am, 35 years old, worried about my dad. But, you know, I knew I was all right pretty soon.
Good. Yeah. John, you know, everybody thinks that this is an easy game. You know, Vic last night's telling you it's Broncos against bye week. How do you fight that? Because you guys got to go out and play the game.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing where experience comes in handy. When you've played 14 years, you've seen too many times where this is the NFL, and there's the old saying, the old cliche, that on any given Sunday, but it's so true. I think Mike put up a stat today that was pretty glaring to us of, you know, I think since 99 or 98, I think it's since 99, there's 25 games of teams that are 0-4. The record's 15-10 for the team that's 0-4. So there's proof in the pudding right there. I mean, you understand this is the NFL. There's prideful players over there. And also the other thing is you turn on the film, you see a bunch of talented football players. For whatever reason, they haven't gotten it going and got the wins. But I still look over there and see Randy Moss. I see my old teammate Warren Sapp. I see a guy like Lamont Jordan. There's talented football players. And we just got to come out and play real good football, understand that this is a rivalry for us. And we're excited.
Does the rivalry maintain its intensity considering that they're down? And,
yeah, you know? I think it does amongst the teams. Maybe nationally it loses some of the allure. It's not going to be, you know, this is a Sunday night game, but, you know, people maybe aren't going to be watched as intently. But for us, it's not, you know, it doesn't change at all.
John, are you liking those night games, third one in a row?
You know, it's a rare opportunity. I don't, even our Super Bowl, you know, around that time in Tampa, I don't remember playing three national TV night games in a row, and it's a great opportunity to showcase yourself. I tell young players all the time when they talk about wanting to be respected, well, we've had the perfect showcase to do that. We've done a nice job in the first 2 weeks as a team against two very good football teams, and we've got to continue that this weekend.
I think if you win this one, you go 3-0 at night, Pat Bowen will win them with all the games tonight. Hey,
I'm all for it.
Thanks, Jerry.
John, do you think it'd be difficult for the team to go full season in today's NFL without a victory?
Yeah, it hadn't happened. It's just kind of like a team going undefeated. You know, this is a league where it's a fine line between winning and losing. And, you know, you look at teams like the Raiders, the Bucks, you look at them, I promise you, you dissect those games. There's a couple plays here and there that really sway the outcome. And, you know, we understand that we're going to have to go play real good football to go get a win.
Do you think guys took notice of the Indy Tennessee game at all?
I mean, it's just things like that. And if you, I mentioned earlier, if you've played in this league long enough, you know, in the NFL, it's a cliche, but really, on any given Sunday, teams are too closely matched, and so you have to go out, number one, with great enthusiasm, and number two, with great execution.
When they had you mic'd up on Monday, they showed you on the sidelines getting treated. You said, I'm okay. Were you really okay at that point? Or?
Yeah, I was all right. I was looking for my helmet, but they were hiding it from me. You know, you appreciate good medical staff, Greek, and all the docs we have looking out for your best interest. But I knew I was all right, you know. So I'm feeling real good.
You knew right away that this wasn't like in 03, was it, where you had
three? Yeah, you know, it felt different. You know, I had 1 year there where I was getting some pretty bad stingers, burners, things of that nature. This was different. I just took a shot that I think anyone in this league, rookies, whatever, would have kind of gone through what I had, and I just had to get on the ground, kind of collect my thoughts, and give it a little time to die off.
John, what's the difference you've seen in the two young corners this year compared to last year and their second season?
Well, I thought they played outstanding football for rookies in particular at that position last year. But I think just another year of experience. I think for all of us, another year with Bob Slowick and his system as a secondary. I think we've kind of identified as a defense what we're all about, and the longer you play together, you all play better, the communication's better. But, you know, Darren, Foxy, even Carl Pema hasn't had the opportunity to go showcase it as much. These guys have taken a big jump in their game, and to me, what I really like about them, they're guys that football really means a whole lot to them, and I think they've shown that this year.
They got a pretty good role model in terms of what he does on the field and also how he prepares.
And they got the best in Champ Bailey. Again, everyone always looks at Champ's talent and assumes he just rolls out there on Sunday, but you watch him prepare each and every week, and you see what makes the difference between good ones and great ones, and what an opportunity for those guys to learn from the best.
From the experience of 96, starting off 0-4, 0-5, what's that feeling like the Raiders are enduring right now? Are they frustrated, desperate? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a lot of frustration, but again, you go back to anybody in this league's got some pride, and that team has some pride, and so they're going to come out. This is a big rivalry. I can promise you we're going to have to play real good football to get a win.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling really good.
Everything's okay?
Everything's great. Yeah, we've took the precautionary measures to take MRI, things of that nature, and everything looked good. I'm cleared, and I'm feeling great.